Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Pulpit as we're looking in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 13. I'm delighted to be behind the radio mic here sharing God's forever settled Word of God. Amen. This Word of God is not a book with a lowercase b. It's a book with a capital B. It is the Word of God forever settled in heaven. This book right here that we're preaching out of and teaching out of will change your life. Be careful now. Be careful. You get in it, you'll be completely different. And I'm thankful I've got a copy of God's perfect, preserved, inspired Word of God in my King James Bible. Boy, I'm grateful for that. I'm glad I've got it here. And we're looking at 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 13. I hope this can be a blessing to you some way. I encourage you to text somebody, let them know how they can listen. WZYN.org if you're listening here live. And also just stay tuned with us for the entirety of the broadcast. We'll be done in probably less than about 9 minutes. These are quick broadcasts as we look at the Word of God together. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, therefore we speak. Now that's pretty clear. I think it is. It's the reason for speaking. Why do we speak? Because we have that spirit of faith. Why do we speak? Because we believe. Why do we speak? Because we believe. He says it three times. He talks about the spirit of faith, and then he talks about believing. And that's why we speak. Why are people not speaking? Because they're not believing. Jeremiah 20 and verse 9, then I said, I'll not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Your faith, trust in the Lord, will have you to be a preacher. It will have you to speak the Word of God to people. Faith sees that your heart be burning. You got faith. Faith's the invisible part of it. It burns up. It bubbles up in your soul. And you get the can't help yous. You get the can't help yous. And you're going to speak. So as much as it in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel, Paul said. Because he had faith in God. He had faith in God. He saw him who was invisible. He saw him who was invisible. Through the pages of the Word of God, through trusting the Word of God, he saw him who was invisible. Therefore, he spoke. He had that same spirit of faith. Chapter 4, verse 13. A biography of Thomas Edison was written by his son. What an amazing man Thomas Edison was. He's a genius. And thanks to him being a genius, we enjoy lots of things today. Microphone, the light, storage battery, and thousands of other inventions. But beyond all that, we learn a lot from Edison because he was a man who refused to be discouraged and overwhelmed by circumstances. He had optimism and confidence. His son recalled a freezing on a December night in 1914. Unfruitful experiments on a nickel iron alkaline storage battery. It was a 10-year project. He didn't get discouraged. He had, even though he had been put on a financial tightrope, he still pushed through. On that December evening, his son remembers the cry, "Fire!" echoed through the plant. Spontaneous combustion had broken out in the film room. Within minutes, all the packing compounds and everything put together went to a flame. And the flammable goods were all burning, bright. Fire companies from 8 surrounding towns arrived, but the heat was so intense and the water pressure was so low that attempts to douse the flames were nothing. Everything was being destroyed. When he couldn't find his father, the son became concerned. Was he safe? With all of his assets being destroyed, would his spirit be broken? Soon he saw his father in the plant yard, running toward him. "Where's Mom?" shouted the inventor. "Go get your son. Tell her to hurry up and bring her friends. They'll never see a fire truck like this again." Early the next morning, long before dawn, with fire barley under control, Edison called his employees together and made an incredible announcement. "We're rebuilding." He told one man to lease all the machine shops in the area. He told another to obtain a wrecking crane from the railroad company. Then, almost as an afterthought, he added, "Oh, by the way, does anybody know where we're going to get some money?" Later, he explained, "We could always make capital out of a disaster. We've just cleared out a bunch of old rubbish. We're going to build bigger and better than before." Shortly after that, he yawned, rolled up his coat for a pillow, curled up under the table, and fell asleep. Now, I tell you all that long story that I read out of a book. I tell you all that if somebody of the world, some inventor, and thank God for him, can have some sort of perseverance and steadfastness like that through the midst of all he went through that I just read to you, why not us? Paul had it. Paul had that type of resolve and fortitude in the Lord. In spite of his troubles and trials and tribulations, Paul continued to preach the word because he had the same kind of spirit of faith that is written down here in the Word of God. Same sort of spirit of faith that the psalmist had. See, the fire of the Word of God burned in his soul, just like it burned in the heart of Jeremiah. Paul believed in God and he spoke up about it. Where are the Christians that have the fortitude and the steadfastness? May God give us some of that. Oh, your faith will do that. True faith implies strong, consistent, unwavering testimony to the truth. On trial for his faith in Christ before the Diet of Worms, it was Martin Luther who declared, "My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Unless I can be instructed and convinced with evidence from the Holy Scriptures or with open and clear, distinct grounds and reasoning, that I cannot and I will not recant, because it is neither safe nor wise to act against my conscience. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. Amen." Do we believe God like that? Do we trust the Lord like that? Do we have a railroad tie running through our soul? Then we will speak. Then we will stand openly, unashamed, declare our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The challenge of Scripture is to speak up. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:16, "If any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." Romans 10:12, "For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth," whosoever what? Believeth. "Whosoever hath faith," yes, "whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed." Let me read our verse again, lest you forgot it, and in case you didn't hear it, our text verse. 2 Corinthians 4:13, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, therefore we speak." Wonder why people aren't speaking up. I wonder why people aren't speaking out. I wonder why people aren't preaching, witnessing, soul winning. Something's wrong with their belief in their heart. Jesus said, "Follow me. I'll make you fishers of men." It all starts with faith in Jesus. All starts with belief in the Word of God. And then we will speak. That's God's Word, 2 Corinthians 4:13. Thank you so much for being with us on the Shepherd's Pulpit. We pray that it was some sort of a blessing to you, and look forward to being back with you again tomorrow. Goodbye, and God bless you.